Our reading for today begins in James chapter 3, verse 13. James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have, because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says, He yearns jealously over the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us? But He gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? This is another very important passage in the book of James, because it gives us some perspective. And perspective is something that we need sorely. Perspective as Christians, perspective as humans. He needs us to understand that we have these two sides of us. We've got the flesh and we've got the spirit. And while the flesh can support the endeavors of the spirit, in a lot of cases, the flesh is combating against the spirit because the desires of that flesh is pulling us in a different direction than our spiritual mind wants to go. Paul talks about that quite a bit in the book of Romans. But as James is pointing out here, he says, Who is wise and understanding? By his good conduct, let him show his works. We're still talking about works here. Remember, we talked about faith and works, and faith without works is dead. They are two inseparable things, so that true faith produces works. And if the works aren't produced, then the faith is not true. It's not genuine. It is truly dead. So he says, by his good conduct, let him show his works. That is somebody who is wise and understanding. They are acting out their faith. And they do so in the meekness that is brought by the wisdom that they obtain from God. And that is something that the wisdom of God should produce in us, is that meekness. That is to take the strengths that we do have and put them under our self-control and use them for God and do so humbly. Verse 14, if you have bitter jealousy, selfish ambition, do not boast and be false to the truth. If that's what you're storing up in your hearts, that's not the wisdom of God. That's earthly things. That's physical things, things that are going to pull us away from that spiritual mindedness. He says, this is not the wisdom that comes down from above. It is earthly, unspiritual, demonic even. And when we see that word demonic, we kind of have a moment of shock to think that there could be something about us that would be demonic. We think that that's so far debased that only the worst of the worst could be described in those terms. But he says, if you're thinking in this way, and this is what you're storing up in your heart, that it is demonic, that it is of sin, really. And so he says, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, okay, if that's what's in your heart is full of jealousy and selfish ambition, then the outcome of that is going to be disorder and every vile practice. And understand this, when you engage yourself in vile practices, where is the limit? What holds you back? What tethers you from going farther into that? If you give yourself over to it completely, then you go farther and farther and farther into it over time. But contrast to this, the wisdom from above, that is wisdom from God, it is pure, it is peaceable, it is gentle, it is open to reason, that which God has given us, the intellect, to reason through what He has given to us, to utilize the wisdom that He has given to us in order to make decisions in our life, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. We sincerely do these things. We don't do them just because somebody told us to do them. We do them because, again, this is the outcome of faith. These are works that come out of that faith. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Now, chapter 4, he asks this question, what causes quarrel? What causes fights? He says, it is your passions that are at war within you. So if you're not working to get rid of all of those things in your heart that will pull you away from God, then you're going to be constantly at war. They need to be replaced with the wisdom that is from God. He says, you desire and you don't have. Well, what does that desire lead you to? It may lead you to murder. You covet and you can't obtain. So you fight and you quarrel. All those things that are the antithesis of that peace that comes out of the wisdom from God. He says, you do not have because you do not ask. And even when you do ask, verse 3, you don't receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions, those earthly passions, those earthly desires. He's not saying we can't ask God for things we need, but he says that's not what you're doing. You're asking for things that only fulfill those desires that are pulling you away from God. He says, you adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity? That is to be an enemy of God. So if you are indulging in the world, then you are doing things that are opposed to God. Whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. We have to live in this world. We have to make our way in this world. But this world is not my home. That's what we need to realize. And friendship, he's not saying you can't have anybody that is a friend that is not a part of the body of Christ. That's not what he's saying. He's saying when you embrace the world, when you desire the world, when you engage in the same things as the world, that is going to put you at enmity with God. You make yourself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. When we humble ourselves, when we embrace doing things for God out of meekness, then he will give us grace. So what does he say? Therefore, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Don't embrace the devil. Resist him so he'll flee from you. Draw near to God. So it's not enough just to resist the devil. We've got to turn toward God. We have to embrace God instead of embracing the world. Have to desire God instead of desiring the world. You're not going to do that by chance. You're not going to do that simply, you know, out of a one-time decision. It is a daily decision. What do you do for God when you first get up in the morning? What do you do to turn yourself toward Him, to be in thinking about Him? Do you pray? Do you read? If you're listening to this in the morning, that's a good start, but it's not enough. You need to decide what you're going to focus on spiritually for the day or a few things for the day. What am I going to get done today? And go after them. Embrace that spiritual focus. Draw near to God, He will draw near to you. You embrace God, He will embrace you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. If you fall under the category of engaging in those demonic things, then let them go. Cleanse your hearts. You can only do that by the grace of God. Be wretched, mourn, weep. That's part of the purification process. We do actually have to mourn over our sins. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. He's not saying you can never be happy. He's not saying you won't find joy in serving God. He's saying you need to let go of the pleasures that got you to that point in which you need to repent. You need to change. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. Then a couple more verses here. Do not speak evil against one another. And really, the speaking evil is going to stir up strife. especially if you're going around speaking evil to other people. Oh, did you hear what old so-and-so did? Did you see what he was doing last week? Did you see what he wore? Did you see what she was doing? You start speaking evil of one another, and you're going to stir up strife. That's going to be divisive. It's going to be sinful. The one that speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. You put yourself in a position that you don't rightly belong. But there is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Now again, we take this and combine it with what we see in Matthew chapter 7. And somebody might think, well, we're never to make any judgment about what people engage in. That would be wrong too, because we're told that we are to admonish one another. Sometimes we are even to tell one another, hey, you're in sin, you need to repent, you need to change. And by helping them come back out of it, we're helping them to bear their burdens and we're helping to save their souls. So we're told to do those things and those regard judgment as well. So what is he talking about here? I think he's talking about a hypocritical judgment. He's talking about a judgment that is with evil intent. And he's talking about a judgment that goes beyond what God has given us as the definition of righteousness. Thank you for listening today. Please come back for another reading tomorrow, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.